Politicians.
It's time now for another day in the life of Sam and Jesse, Gum Springs, Arkansas.
Elections are over. Why all them politicians have to make a speech at the same time my favorite television programs are on?
Well, Sam, they do that because they know a lot of people are going to be looking at them.
Well, that explains it. I thought they just wanted to make us mad. If I ever vote, I ain't voting for nobody that makes a speech during my television shows. Why do they let them do that?
Well, now they don't just let them, Sam. Them politicians, they buy that time.
Buy it? You gotta be joking, huh? Nobody'd pay to make a speech that nobody listened to.
Now, there you go again, making them flat statements. How do you know nobody watches them?
I just know. Common sense will tell you that. Now, you ever listen to one? Now, I ain't talking about them short, commercial-type speeches. I mean, have you ever listened to one of them 15 or 30-minute jobs?
No, I can't say I ever have. At least not all the way through now.
See, that's what I said.
Now, but you can't say that nobody
okay,
ever...
Okay, I changed that to almost nobody. I'm sure proud I don't vote.
Now, Sam, that's really dumb. And it ain't nothing to be proud of. You ain't taking part in the government. That's just plain dumb.
Now, there's where I got you. You know, back when most of them voters in California voted for that tax thing, I think it's called Preparation 13.
No, Sam, that was Proposition
13. Well, whatever it was. Anyway, all the newspapers and politicians called the voters dumb. And see, if they hadn't voted, they wouldn't have been called names
that. No, that's different. Them voters ain't dumb. They're just mad.
Well, them politicians called them dumb for voting, didn't
no,
they?
No, it ain't for voting. It's for...
You know, Jesse, politicians, they just like cockroaches.
Cockroaches?
Yeah. People don't hate cockroaches for what they eat or carry off. It's just what they fall into and mess up.
Them people out there in California, they just got to the point where they couldn't pay their property taxes.
Well, you know, that's strange. It don't bother me none
at all. No wonder. You don't own nothing. Hey there, Leon. So naturally it don't bother you.
Well, what don't bother you, Sam?
Leon, we're talking about that Preparation 13 out in California.
Well, I believe you can buy that here too, Sam.
No, Leon. It's a law against tax money.
Oh. Yeah, those people really need help, you know.
Well, now, if the government really wanted to help, they'd take all the money and pass it out equally to every man, woman, and child in this country.
No, Sam, now that won't work. It'd only take about 10 years, and then it'd all just be back like it was before.
No, Mr. Jesse, I don't believe you understand Sam's plan. He means government ought to split it up every Saturday night.